Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast, and it's going to be a doozy, is for November the 26th, 2023. I get all sorts of reactions from people. I mean all sorts. And it's rather a mixed bag. And I'm easy to pray for certain kinds of people. And I'm all right with that. I know whereof I speak and the whole kit and caboodle of it all. So it's not a problem for me. But I got this email that I don't think this person, her name is Charlotte. She doesn't tell me where she lives, and I wouldn't blame her. She said this. She went into, she watched a couple of my videos, and they're some of them for people, not for people like me, but or my students, but for some people, they can be quite controversial and difficult to understand. So I don't know which one she's referring to, but she's referring to some. Who has the time, she says, for your practice, much less the time away from family and the money that would be spent trying to understand your practice? I just don't get it. I wouldn't come to a retreat or a workshop with you ever. She's going, ever. So I just wonder what you're peddling, Charlotte. And she goes into there's a sucker born every moment, that kind of thing. You know, Charlotte, I get this from time to time. Most people just don't have the courage to say it like you, and I appreciate that. I really do. Any great truth that I have ever stumbled upon is one that just isn't going to be appreciated by the most people. And I understand what you're saying here. I'm not being defensive about it. I do understand. What I sound like is a crazy man. Lao Tzu, who was a great teacher of the way, talked about the three kinds of students. A real student hears of the way and understands it immediately. The average student hears it and thinks about it now and again. But the foolish student laughs at it. And if they didn't laugh at it or ridicule it, it wouldn't be the Tao. So I understand the three kinds of people that would listen to this broadcast or any of the things I offer. And it's not made for everyone. I'm not pitching here. Understand that. I am serving humankind. And it may not be, in your eyes, the way you think it should be done or can be done or whatever, to your liking, your taste. But I am not here to kowtow to people's ignorance, their human tastes, their preferences, their assumptions and presumptions. That's not what I'm here for. I'm an alternative to conventional living, conventional thinking. And if this bothers you so much and you took the time to email me with all the barbs that you threw at me, it must mean I hit a chord in you somewhere. And maybe instead of throwing rocks at me, maybe you ought to be listening to what is going on within you, saying, hey, hey, hey. You know, maybe there's a point here. Maybe there's something you need to listen to. We atone ourselves rarely to love. We have no sense of atonement to love. What we basically do is we live in the confines of our beliefs, our cul-de-sac, our beliefs of right and wrong, good and bad, and all that. I am not here to be right. I am here to offer you the alternative to conventional belief and thinking. And if that bothers you, well, it should. And if it bothers you that what I'm saying sounds to you like craziness, as you put it in your email, then maybe you ought to listen a little bit. Maybe there's something there, or maybe there isn't right now. Maybe you have to be kind of slapped around a little bit in your lifetime, not by me, but in this lifetime, by the consequences of the way you have lived your life. And maybe you need a lot of slapping until you listen beyond the words of any teacher, whether it be me or anyone else. We are not here for you to follow. We are here for you to awaken. Awaken to that which lives within you. We are not here to make you a better human being. We are here, or at least I am here, to show you how to transcend being a human being, not to be so connected to that collective unconscious. So try to understand something here, Charlotte. I'm not a salesman. I am a teacher. I am sharing my small light with people. And if that light offends you, if that light challenges you, that's not my intent. That's your intent. That means that you are doing that. I'm not here to challenge. I don't really try to change anyone. I try to offer people an alternative. I am not here as your foe. I'm here as your friend, but you don't seem to understand that. But then again, if you are the type of person that can only hear what you like to hear and what you want to hear, what your mental acuity can handle, then what I'm going to be saying to you is going to sound more than foreign. It's going to seem threatening. And I don't mean it that way at all. So every great teacher that I have ever met in my life, and I've met some in the flesh, and then there are those like Lao Tzu and Jesus and Buddha, they all met with the same kind of resistance that you are talking about. Every great teacher meets with resistance. It's not an easy thing to do, to teach the way. It is, there were times when I was teaching formally, I had to wear a bulletproof vest. And after a while, I had to really think about, what am I doing? What, you know, maybe this public thing in, and I had about 400 people coming, maybe it's time to go away. Maybe it's time to teach one-on-one. And that's what I decided to do, to have a smaller group. I like small groups. And that way I can give individual attention. I don't want to be massive. I don't want the multitudes. Not that at all. I want the sincere. So it hasn't dawned on you yet. Maybe it will. I don't know how long it takes for that. Every person is different. May take quite a few incarnations for any of us to get this. It took me, I'm sure, many, many incarnations, thousands, for me to get this. We'll take many different forms. And eventually, we come to a form where we are realized in the idea that, hey, I've got to go deeper. I can't keep repeating my life through birth and death all the time. If you come to that place, if you can come to that place, then something of the other shore may reach you. So maybe not be so harsh on me. Maybe instead of pointing your finger at me, saying, you know, who has time for your practice and the donations you'd have to offer to come to a retreat and such, maybe instead of asking all of that, which is pretty hardcore, ridiculous, maybe you need to consider what I'm saying and not what you think I'm saying. And if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to break free of your genetic disabilities to listen and to understand, then maybe, just maybe, something might touch you. And if it does, it might be worth a listen. And if it's not, well, then it's not. There are some people who understand what I'm offering, and they can't give enough for the sake of what I'm offering because they understand the absolute importance of it, the gravitas of it. That's the word, gravitas. So maybe that's what needs to happen. Charlotte, I don't know how long you're going to listen to me, but I'm grateful you did. And whether you know it or not, you helped a lot of people with your question, and I, for one, am very grateful for it. Bless you, dear one. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, that's it for the week. I'll be back next week with some more, frivolous, silly, insights that mean nothing to most people and everything to a few of you. Have a wonderful weekend, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.